I'd like to call to order today's session of the Taney County Board of Equalization this July 29th, 2011. And we're waiting for one arrival, which would take just about a minute. Hello, young lady.
Good morning.
The Board of Equalization would like to congratulate you on your 50th anniversary.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 50 years is a long time.
What you meant was it went by just like that. Well, that's what you meant, wasn't it?
I told my husband this morning, happy anniversary, and he says, happy anniversary, and I said, been a long time, and he says, but we're still together.
Isn't it?
It's been wonderful. But thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Who has the most patience?
Oh. I have to say, in the younger years, I had more patience. In the older years, my husband has more patience. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
The first... I've clicked on this and it says budget in. Is that correct? Sir, if you'd like to come up to the podium where the microphone is and give us your name.
Good morning. My name is Deep Shah. I'm the managing member for the investment LLC, which is the Sri Dwarkesh Investment LLC. We purchased this property back on June 21st from First Metropolitan National Bank. For the price of $295,000. The property has been assessed at $770,000 in value, which is completely out of market price. Bank had the assessment, the appraiser's assessment, which I provided the copy of it. They assessed it at the value of $295,000, which includes all the furniture and fixtures. Which we, at the time of contract, estimated at about $95,000. So the real value of the property is around $200,000. And this appraisal by the bank was done in 2010. And since then, the property has been closed and deteriorated in its condition. So my request is to... fairly assess the value at the market price, which is around $200,000 or somewhere around there.
I'm having a little trouble, Jeff, on that. Why is it saying $295,000 and then $440,000?
$440,000 would be the...
if I could explain.
Repaired.
The what?
The repaired...
the repaired condition.
Condition, yeah. I think if you go back
yes,
up
sir.
There.
They posed the assess, the appraiser assessed the improvements to the property that will require to bring it up to that value of $440,000, that all the listed items that he's mentioned.
The only thing, you purchased this the 1st of June?
21st of June.
Of 2011?
Yes, sir.
And the county taxes has been prorated at this value back to the owner. And that's a little concerning to me when that happens in a sale during the year. The taxes have been prorated at the $700. And I have no objection to your appeal, but I believe your appeal would be more timely for this property next year for 2012. Because of your purchase of the property and the proration of county taxes is what I'm reading on here.
The county taxes have been assessed for 2011 based on the county's value. But that's not the fair market value.
Right.
Not even at the beginning of the year.
Right, but you've been given that money.
I will be more than happy to return it to the bank.
I would be too.
Yes, sir. I'll be more than happy to return it to the bank and or whoever the rightful, you know, owner is for that tax money. But my value right now is below $295,000.
What did you, how many units?
There are 44 units in the property. It's 30-year-old property, and there's a lot of maintenance, and because the property has been closed for almost a year in the past, it has deteriorated. The owners could not maintain the property. That's why it went to the foreclosure. And then from that point on, there was nobody at the property. Property was locked. It's open on the street. So there's a lot of damages that has happened since the property has been closed there.
This is a budget end on Gretna Road right there as you turn.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right when you turn on the...
Turn by the Titanic.
Now, there was some weekly rentals in there at one time, wasn't there, or some...
I don't know, but all I know is the property has been closed for almost a year.
He was. He was the first breaker.
I have nothing further of this board.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, he's about my height.
What about the land value on that, James, as far as...
There's no land involved, hardly. It's just where the footprint of the motel is. It's 0.6 tenths of 1 acre.
So it's just sitting on...
They don't have any acres.
Well, there's a pool and stuff. Is that on the next door lot, or how's that?
He's showing that he's going to build.
The pool is on the same lot. It's on the same building, attached to the building.
Right.
So it's an outdoor pool, and that's not in working order either.
Right.
We need to have.
I was trying to get a vision of the area there. What's next to Youngblood's?
Right there.
Yeah. I know where.
Where that truck is.
Yeah.
By that side is the pool.
And the catfish place was...
I think I'm ready to make a motion on this BOE ending in 0002 to go with the appraisal value of $295.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the appraised value of $295,000 on BOE parcel 0002. Discussion? I would add the caveat to that, as if this motion passes, is that when, in fact, these improvements are made that builds this property back up, obviously that the assessor add those improvements back on. But that's all. That's the only comment I have.
Ron, and I have some concern with the with the value, and I've voiced those concerns. We have done others in the area at a certain percentage per room, certain amount per room, and this doesn't match those dollars per room, even on the low side.
Yep.
And so that's the only thing that that I would disagree with, you know, the cost of the appraisal is because we don't have anything else that represents that, and we have done the $10,000 room as the low side on almost every one of these stick built, even the ones that were we used for an example that were on out the strip and behind the strip, and those that were going to be dozed completely off because of their condition.
I would completely agree with you, and I think that at 440, that would be right at $10,000.
That's exactly $10,000, and that's where
I was headed. That's when he makes the improvements, gets it to that condition.
Okay.
It's actually closed and in a rough shape right now.
Oh, it's closed right now?
Yeah.
I thought he said it was closed a year ago. I'm sorry. I thought
No, it's been closed for almost a year.
It's been closed for a year.
We just bought it last month.
I just misunderstood you, and I understand now. I thought he said it had been closed a year ago.
Oh.
And I thought that's what you meant, it closed, and you got it and redone.
And we're totally in agreement that when it's operating right, the value needs to be at what the value is.
Yeah, okay. All righty.
Gentlemen, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sir, you will receive that in writing over the course of just the next few days from the county clerk's office. And if, in fact, you're not satisfied with that, you're going to have an opportunity to go on to the state tax commission. But we have placed it at the value that the appraisal has come in at.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, ladies, if you could direct me, am I to follow this sheet? Okay. Come right on up. I have a question about this before we begin. As I count, sir, there are 16 individual appeals that are listed here for Foxborough. Okay, and are these like appeals? In other words, are you going to offer one argument for all of them? Or okay. Because I was going to say it's going to be difficult to work all of them into a 15-minute time frame.
Yes, sir. It's just they're all the condos are...
Why don't you step right on up to the microphone and give us your name.
Jerry Kennedy.
Give us just a second, Mr. Kennedy. Are the condos of like size? I'll just let you talk. Why don't you?
Yes, sir. They're like size. There's 35 of them total, and you're wanting to upgrade 16 of them.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Let me back up. You have 35 total, and we're wanting to upgrade 16 of them?
Yes, uh-huh.
So we've offered increased assessments?
I got notices on 16 of them.
Okay. All righty.
Are these in the nightly rental program or anything? Or?
Yes, they are.
I thought Foxborough's covenants wouldn't allow nightly rentals.
They've been in nightly rentals forever, as far as I'm aware of.
We have them on a 100% commercial.
Is that what the appeal is?
The appeal is that it looks like you're increasing them 50% the value.
Because they went to commercial. They hadn't been commercial. They had been residential. And when that increase hits, that puts them...
Okay. I don't know. The property was bought October 10th of last year, or 18th, excuse me, 18th of last year.
Now, at that time, was that when they were put on? Nightly rental?
I don't know. My understanding was they were always on nightly rental, but I don't know. From beforehand, we don't know.
Okay, my question, James, is did these go from residential to commercial, and is that where the
16 increases he got did?
Okay.
And that's due to his information coming back that you got letters on them asking whether they were in the nightly rental program?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this a motion that we can take care of, James, in one take for the 45-55?
I don't know that they're all on the nightly rental. Is what I'm trying to. No, they did get an increase in value. They're the condos that was on for $47,000. And we've increased them up to
I still have the land on it, residential land. I'm
confused a little bit here on these.
Commercial.
2009, they were set at 23,770 beginning total, and they ended at 13,310.
They were cut in half.
So that's part of it, is the 209 BOE decision?
Yeah, and we were correcting it back to that number of...
Help me out. It went from 23,370 down to 13,310, and then from 13,310 it's gone back to 19,880?
No, the total was 22,730.
22,730. Oh, I'm not adding. I'm sorry. I see that.
All right. I'm a little slow this morning. This is the old Foxborough Inn that was turned into condominiums.
It's the back building, yes.
The back building. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I apologize. I was Foxborough and Fox Point. I was getting a little confused.
Oh, okay. Fox Point. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Fox Point.
Right. On your fair market value, you put $60,000. Has there been some sales in there to be relevant to that number?
No, sir. We've got. Well, we bought it for essentially $51,000 a unit. 52, something like that. There's been no sales in it.
You're appealing how many?
Well, I believe there's 16. I got 16 notices, I believe is what I got.
And that's how many we have here today, James. We have 16... at least separated out on the sheet that the ladies have given us.
Do you know who owns the other remainder? Is it a nightly rental group or?
Well, are you speaking of the six that are left over?
Yeah.
They're just individual owners.
And you don't have the values with you of what they paid to support your?
No, sir. I mean, they were sold a long time ago. I don't even know when they were sold. It was not within the last 3 or 4 years, let's put it that way.
Did you say you purchased this in October? Of
18th of last year.
Do you have an appraisal done or anything?
I have sales contracts where the bank also financed it, that sort of thing. Copies of those.
I would make a recommendation to this board to put the values of these condos on it. The fair market requested by the owner, and to cut, and they're 100% ready to rent all the time, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. To take his value to the $60,000 that he has requested.
I'll make a motion to put these on the $60,000. As requested by the assessor.
Full commercial.
Okay. There is a motion that's been made and seconded regarding these 16 appeals to establish the value as per assessor's recommendation at $60,000 each. Discussion. Jeff?
You say these are available year-round for nightly rental?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, we don't rent them, obviously, much in January, February, March, last of December.
But you probably rent them two-thirds of the year?
When we have, requests for them, things like that.
So,
I mean, they're not it's not a high-demand product.
Jeff, I think I know where you're going with this. But you got to remember, this is an old motel that they basically went in and stripped some center walls out and made just a little larger room. It basically operates as a motel.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
I'm good.
That's where I was.
Is there any other discussion? Sir, are you here on this particular parcel appeal?
The owner.
Did you have some comments you wanted to make?
Too many, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
He's the boss. You're on the board. I'm not coming.
Yeah, I understand that owner, he's the boss stuff. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You will receive notice of this, hopefully within the next 5 days. These girls are swamped, but it's going to be close to being 5 days.
Okay, that's fine. Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
That's full commercial, no red?
Yep, full commercial.
Well, let's talk about that just a minute, because you have both valuations on there now. You have land valuation on as residential, and then the balance is commercial. That's going to stay the same, isn't it, James? Or how's that going to work?
You guys can change that if you want. I didn't know that they were, that the majority was owned by one individual and it was running as a motel. That's why we had the residential.
I'm asking what you want us to do, and I want to make sure we do it right. That's where my question is coming from.
The only thing that would do that would put an increase to the five or six owners. I would say leave it like the split we have it. Then
leave it like the split that is.
No. Yes.
So what that's going to be is 15,000 residential ladies and 45,000 commercial.
Yes.
Correct, James?
Is that what the land is, Ron?
Well, you've got it off of 15.
Yes.
I don't want to do something that's wrong here, James, so the director. Well, right now you have the lot, you have the land on for 15, if I'm not mistaken, for each one of them.
That's correct. That would be, that's common, so we can't jeopardize the use of those others that those people own as a normal condominium.
So we just want to change improvements to 45?
Correct.
And, sir, we have you up next. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you were here last, we talked about different parcels of property. The hope and belief was that we were going to get corrected parcels of property with structures upon them, etc. Have we reached that point, or have we not reached that point? We've had no discussion with either you or the assessor regarding this parcels.
Well, for one thing, that picture, that house has been gone for years.
The photos wouldn't have been corrected in this process that we're trying to get done.
It doesn't, on your worksheet, it's not there, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do we want to go through these parcel by parcel? Is that what you'd like to do, sir?
Please.
Okay. First one we have is 007.001. Okay, that's the one that you got up there. I just clicked onto that, I guess, right? That's 30.88 acres. The assessor tells us that building is not there. What we show as an assessment, maybe I should let you speak to this, James, because I don't know if the computer's been updated to what you have on your...
701...
Yes, sir.
We have a series of hookups equivalent to $13,999 residential under the improvements, and we have 4,072 dollars worth of agriculture land. And for the pads and other areas there, we have 10,000 land. So on that parcel, we have a value of $23,999 improvements and 4,072 ag land.
So that'd be 20. Let me add this up. What do you gentlemen have?
71?
At 28, maybe?
2871.
So a total valuation, James, you're telling us on this parcel that's a little, it's almost 31 acres, is 28,071. 23,999 is improvements and 4,072 is ag land.
Yes.
Here, he was still. Which picture do you want up there, Mr. Hageman?
Well, I was just trying to compare what I had here that I got from your office to what you had there.
Stan, the question I would have probably here on this is, how much land does those hookups and pads take up? A couple acres?
Yes, at the most. Not much.
I would recommend to this board that we drop that $10,000 value. I can see how my guys would get there $6,000. Because we are charging for the hookups as improvements.
So just take 4,000 off that land residential?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right.
So that's going to drop the total valuation to 24071. Is that correct?
Yes, and the reason I do that is putting that land at 3,000 an acre, which is with the pads on it, I think.
I mean, we can look at each one of these individually. I think that what we should... all may disagree, and you may disagree. Please feel free to do so. But since you have a number of these we want to work through, we want to make sure that we have right stuff where it's supposed to be. Do we want to do each one and then come back for an overall motion, or what's the board's pleasure? Or are you happy with what the assessor has recommended here, sir?
On this piece, yes.
I think.
Then let me go ahead and I'll move that we set the value on BOE appeal number. Doesn't have it in the
0066.
0066 to $23,071 per assessor.
I think it's $24,071.
It is $24,071.
24,071. I'll second that.
A motion has been made to lower BOE number 0066 to 24,071 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let's move to parcel number 0.002. Or that would be BOE number for us 0067. And what we are showing there on the board is a total for 3.09 acres of a land value of $5,000. Assessed value, $950.
You had that not as ag, but as residential, correct?
That's what he has it as, yes, sir.
And you asked me if I could prove that it was ag. And I took pictures of it. You guys were out there, so.
He's with you.
We'd need to pull a screen up on that piece of property and try to get that visual we had the other day of it. We put that ag land on that big field. We've already done that on that one parcel.
On 2A?
I don't know. We'd have to look here and see.
Let me suggest that we go to, let's leave this for right now and let's move to the next parcel. Is that all right? Which is 0.003.
That's the one that's, I think, a soul that's gone. That's in Wilcox's name.
0.06.
Can you...
3.57 acres.
No. It says your regular lot, but it says 0 because you're using that. So you should know that. It's the blue one, is that correct? It's the blue one right in the corner.
Go out just a little bit for him. Thank you.
That's the one right there we're talking about.
Down.
No, it's the red one, right?
The red one is what we're talking about.
You're talking about down here.
Points, that parcel number, 007.003, is that one red that's highlighted.
What have you got for lot size there?
126.27 feet by 291 feet. Irregularly shaped, it says.
I'm sorry, 100 and what now?
126, okay. 126 feet by 291.
It's just shy of an acre. It's 36,000.
Okay, that's the replat. All right, you're right. It's the one in the red.
That's also on at $5,000. It says as residential.
All that in there was ag.
Okay, let's move to the next parcel, which is .005.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we got on that, girls? We show that to be 2.26 acres.
Yes.
And it shows the improvements at 25,561, land at 5, for a total assessed valuation of $30,561.
Now, you've got down here a 19, correct me if I'm wrong, 1999 mobile home, and you have it appraised at $25,561, correct?
That's correct.
If I show you I didn't even come close to paying that for that home, does that make a difference?
In what year? In 1999 that you bought it?
Bought that home in 03.
Here's a receipt for it.
Appraisal or anything then?
Less than that, huh? Do you they don't go up or down. It's probably worth $10,000.
Could we have a photo up on the there? I'm sorry. They always do me better to have a photo. That's your house, Stan?
No. Well, that's the lot, yes.
Okay. Okay, it's the one in the back?
Yes.
The only problem I have with going off the purchase price in 03 is I don't know what condition you bought it in. You know, in 03, I have...
When I bought it in 03, you could eat off of the floor.
Right.
It's not in that shape now.
But, with, well...
But I, even so,
the only thing
I only paid $15,500 for it in 03, and you've got it at $25,000, you got it $1,000.
Right.
$10,000 more over, or about $10,000 more than I paid for it.
Right.
Is it set up, Stan?
Well, put together, but that's the way I bought it, too.
We have a situation with mobile homes. Is mobile homes are not worth nearly as much to purchase, but once you move them and set them up, they become worth more money in an appraisal's eyes. This is appraised the same as, I can venture to say, hundreds of the same size mobile homes in Taney County that's set up and people have the ability to live in. And yes, you bought it from who, Stan?
Conseco.
You bought it from one of your suppliers?
No, it's down here.
On the bottom?
It's in here.
Conseco Finance. It was a repo trailer then.
The reason I bought it was because it was exceptionally clean. And it's old. It's a 99. So it's 12 years old.
We got it depreciated down to 50% on our card.
If I remember right, I think it sold new for $35,000, and that was back in 99. I called several mobile home dealers and asked them how much it would be worth, and $10,000 was the going number on it.
And I'm not doubting anything. I've dealt with mobile homes a lot myself. Stan's an expert in mobile homes. My daughter lives in a double-wide mobile home that's worth $20,000 for somebody to come and move it out of there. But in the position it's in, it's worth $35,000 or $40,000 because it's set up and on the property. And in appraisal eyes of appraisers, make all the difference in the world of the value of a piece of property. Whether you've got a mobile home out there just ready to sell, they have to take into consideration that when this mobile home was purchased, now I don't know how far they moved it, but it cost my daughter $10,000 to get her moved over here. And so to set them up and have them ready to live in on their own land is a considerable increase in value to a double-wide mobile home, if I'm telling that right.
I moved it about 300 yards, tear down and set up $2,000.
Yes, I understand.
Stan, do you live in this house, or is it one you rent out or trying to sell?
It's set vacant for 5 or 6 years. Because for one thing, call a bank and try and get financing for a mobile home, they just laugh at you. You can't sell it.
I guess my question is, you sold a piece of land off on that bottom corner of the stream, and this is right at the other end of the road. If you were going to sell this piece of property to somebody that had cash, so no financing involved, what would you ask for it?
For the home and the lot?
Home and the 2-point quarter acre that it is.
$25,000, I suppose, $20,000, $25,000. That's about all you can get for it. The other problem is nobody can get any financing. I've had, at different times, I've had things up for sale, and people come out, oh, they love it. Everything's cool, you know, it's a nice setting, everything. Nobody can get any financing. Banks won't lend them anything. I've called around to try and find lending institutions. Nobody wants anything to do with it. For one thing, it's not on a foundation. It's just sitting on blocks. It doesn't have any underpinning under it. So it's wide open. It's not landscaped. It's rough. It basically is just sitting back there.
Right. Gentlemen, in my mind, as he was discussing before asking that last question, I had thought to lowering it to about a total of $25,000. Currently, it's at 30-something. He said it'd be worth $20,000 to $25,000 if he were selling it to somebody with cash. In my opinion, I think we ought to lower that piece to about $22,500.
The total value to
$22,500? Total value to $22,500. Whether they take it, obviously they'd have to take it out of that. But the improvement, leave the land at $5,000.
That's on that one, the 005.
That's what I think and from what I've heard that discussed. Okay? I'm just one man.
We'd probably take it all off on the land, on the improvements that we've done.
Right.
Yeah.
Just hold it under that.
James, you guys just went out there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We sent another set of appraisers. I didn't send the same appraisers. I sent new appraisers. And they started from scratch.
I saw the white truck out there.
Is anyone living in this one?
Right now there is, but like I said, it's been vacant for 5 years or better.
But there is someone living there now.
For a while, yeah. I'm kind of a hard luck story out there. I've got people that don't work, got problems. They come out there. So as far as making any money off of it,
it's hard right now. I know that.
Well, I think this property, like to come back to and discuss.
Well, okay.
This is the last three.
Huh?
This is the last three. We have two ags and this improvements.
Well, we're going to get James's opinion when he steps back in on those other two. Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Would you be willing to, that's a little lower than I was thinking. I was thinking about 2021 on the improvement.
For 25 or 6 total?
Yeah, I was thinking 25.5 total.
25 is really what I had in my mind.
Okay.
But,
okay.
I'm,
do you be out?
I will say this. I will vote yes on lowering it to 25. I will vote no if we don't lower it to 25. On okay. This piece.
Okay.
Now, there's another one on here that I'm going to be hard-nosed on.
Well, there's a piece on here I'm going to be hard-nosed too.
On this one, I'm a little more lenient.
James, do you have any more thoughts on these properties?
I'll just ask the board when they lower it to that or the, and the
we're
land.
Not, we've not made decisions.
I know, okay. But that's my comment.
I'm sorry.
The land will stay the same. And we're going to put a 1999 mobile home on it, about 30% good, where there's an individual living. A double-wide mobile home that's attached to the property.
James, I want to say something about that. I've not been in his home. The work I do, I'm in a lot of...
I know you are. You bet.
And there are people that live in stuff that I wouldn't put my dog in.
I understand. But we usually don't drop them below 30% when they're living there. We have, since I took office, we've started dropping them below, but that was it before I took office.
30%. Okay, with all that said, I'm going to make a jab at this. And I'm going to move that we set on BOE number 0069, the improvements, we reduce the improvements to 22,000, leaving the land the same, for an overall price at 27,561.
Let me ask you a question here. Mm-hmm. Your motion is to lower the improvements to 22.
Even, yeah.
And land to 5, then the balance would be 27.
Correct.
I thought you said 561. Okay.
I'm sorry, you're right. I did say that. I didn't mean to say that. I was doing math in my head again.
Is there a second? I will second that motion for discussion. That's leaving the land at the same value. That's lowering the improvements from 25,561 to 22.
Right.
For a total assessed value of 27,000 on that property.
Discussion, gentlemen?
No? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay. Nay.
Motion carries 3-2. This is on 0069. Yes. I want to back up to the two parcels 0067 and 0068. Those were both, if I'm not mistaken, questions of residential valuation compared to agricultural valuation, correct, Stan? Do you pronounce your last name Hagerman or Hagerman?
Both? Whatever you feel like.
Well, no, I want to know what you how you pronounce.
It's Dutch. It's Hagerman.
Hagerman? Yes. Since during the last few days I have been Ronald, House, Houseman, and twice I was Ronnie.
Ronnie. We enjoyed that one particularly.
Well, I've been called worse.
Yes. Yes.
On that last one, you're going to receive an increase. It's going to show that there's an increase because he did the corrections, but that's not my book. So it's going to show up like it's an increase.
But that's going to be the value that's going to be established. Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay, you lost me there.
Well, what she's saying is we've got the old values before you all have got together and made changes. It shows that particular parcel at a lesser value. By law, we have to send an increase notice.
Oh, I understand. This okay. is back in the way back.
Yes, sir.
I understand now. Yeah.
Okay, we have... I'm on the wrong parcel. Go figure. It is both the same, aren't they? James, is your recommendation to leave these two on residential or move one or two to ag? What are your thoughts on this per his request?
I'd have to see 702 on the board. Parcel ending in 702, I'd like to see it on a map, please, when we go to talking this agriculture land. I would not suggest changing that to agriculture land. It's up there, the blue corner, and it's a glade.
Would you give us your thoughts on this other parcel?
Okay. What do you want?
7.003, I believe.
If you don't do anything, just move your mouse over to the small, to the left, there. I think that's 03.
I cannot recommend changing that to ag.
Gentlemen,
if we could go to 704, please.
Is that even in here?
Yes.
Hold on. We don't have 704.
I would like to put 704 up for an explanation to the
board. Okay, go right ahead.
Do you know where it's at?
It's where his trailer house is.
Right here?
Right there. I'd like to see it up there, too, please.
You want the report?
I want the whole map. I want to see it visually for agriculture purposes.
Pull away. Is that, yeah.
There you go. Now then, I want to make known to this board that I did split that into agriculture and residential, even though his residential's on there.
Okay.
And you can see why. I can visually see where the hay has been cut. The other two lots, I cannot see any visual of the hay, but I did put agriculture land on his residential land where his trailer sits.
The other two lots are right in front of you.
Yeah. Then we need 707.
Just move your mouse around until we find it.
It's right up, it's that little bitty piece.
Right
in the
left,
corner. Right.
Up, left, down.
Little bitty piece,
yeah.
Right there. And out of courtesy to all, we don't put well lots on for any value because we figure that drives the value of the other lots up to have the well. That's the way we do all subdivisions. It's on at zero.
So what you're showing me right there is a well lot, James?
Yes, and okay. we don't value right. them. Now, if it wasn't around a subdivision and a different owner owned it, we would put up to $10,000 on a well. But since it's in a subdivision, we do not value okay. it.
I'm going to move that we deny BOE 0067 0068 per assessor's recommendation.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number 0067 and 0068 for assessor's recommendation. Let me ask a question. The difference in valuation we're talking about here on assessed, if I have this figured right, is from $950 to $600. Do I have that calculated right? Is it 11 or 12% factor on?
12.
12 on ag.
And 12 times 5 is 60? 600?
Yeah.
What I'm getting
yeah.
at, 600 to 950.
Right.
So we're talking about $350 valuation on both, each of the 700. Gentlemen, there's a motion on the floor. Is there discussion?
Just let me say, on parcel 002, which is the 2-point-something acres, 3.09 acres, it's the one on the right.
Far right one, yeah.
I'm voting yes because I accept it. Assessor's recommendation. On the other one, I'm voting yes to deny because the value of a less than an acre lot is not in the ag it can produce, but in the home it can set on it.
Okay.
So that's my reasoning.
More comments, sir? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And I do want the board to understand with that whole map up there, we've attributed around 38 acres to agriculture on that map up there to cover the agriculture fields and stuff. So we've covered most of what the hay was cut off of is covered in agriculture value on these on the cards as a whole, not any individual card. Got about 27 acres on the main layout, and that's being pretty generous with the layouts of the trailer houses and the hookups and all that stuff. But that's the way we, and both set of appraisers pretty well agreed when they came back with the amount of ag.
Well, if we figured the park took up about 2 acres.
Right.
Okay. And where my house sits, what do you figure in there, 5, 3?
We got about 27 acres on the park where the park is. And we've got about 10 figured in the other piece where the house sits. We actually put the wooded part of that lot in to $75 ag.
I'm just trying to figure out how you added up where you came up with that figure.
Well, that's how we came up with it.
Well, I thought you just said that the bigger part of that parcel where the house sits you put into ag.
We did.
Well, there's only 11 acres there.
Right.
Okay, how can you have 10 acres with the house when you said you'd put most of it into ag?
Stan, I don't know where you're going with this. I told you that we...
Well, lot 6A, which is 11.29 acres, is where the house sits.
Right.
Okay. You said you put most of that into ag.
About 10 acres.
Okay. All right. So then that would leave about an acre, a little bit more.
Correct.
Okay. Then... if you figured about 2 acres for the park where the hookups are, where do you get the rest of the 20 or some acres that you said it was not into ag?
Let's see, if we put 10 here, there we go, and then I put 20. I said,
see, if you take an acre, if you take 2 acres in lot 1A, in an acre in lot 6A, that's 3 acres. Then if you take
2A, that lot that you're now saying is not ag. I mean, it's hayed, and you add that, that's 5 acres then total. And then if you take lot 5A, that's 2 more acres, so that's 7. And with a little bit of leftover, let's call it 8 out of 50 acres. That's all that's being used out of that for residential, according to what is here. The rest of it is ag.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Well, yes, that won't change the value. The residential values are put on at a standard value. The ag lands are... The ag lands are correct because they denied the 2 as being ag.
I added those in.
Did you take out for the road that says Ron's Road out of your acreage? That might have something to do with it. There's probably 3 or 4 acres involved there.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, Ron's Road is just a tiny little piece. Yeah. 200 feet, maybe.
I don't know how to answer you, Stan. I just didn't know you could mow a residential road and turn it into agriculture.
Well, what's the road got to do with ag? The land over there, lot 2A, is all hayed. It's right in front of you.
Do you want us to put more, if you'll tell us, if the board would allow him to tell us how much ag land he has that we don't have on here, we'll add it to your assessment. We've got the residential values covered and the ag values covered.
How much residential acreage do you have?
We don't do it that way. Do you see where anywhere?
Well, you've got appraised land, and you've got ag and residential. You have to have something there to give you those totals. And what I'm saying is, if you're only adding a couple acres for my house, and a couple acres out in that field for those hookups, that's 4 acres. What did we come up with? About 8 acres was residential.
We didn't value that. You've got your 2 lots that they turned down today.
Exactly. I added that into that.
And did you take down the lot that's in the 2 in the back?
Exactly.
I don't believe you did.
Well, figure it out. I've got lot 2A is 3 acres.
Let me ask a question if I may jump in. There's 2 parcels here that were just denied. So those are...
You put them into residential.
They were in residential, and as per assessor's recommendation... This board voted that they stay there. There's another parcel that has...
Okay, that's about 4 acres in total
I'm just going to talk about the 4 parcels in front of us, mm-hmm. regardless of the acreage, for just a minute. There's 2 parcels that you presented for appeal that were denied. And so those 2 are set. There's a 3rd that is set that brought the improvements to $22,000. So there was a vote to lower somewhat the mobile that you have sitting there. Land value stayed the same. That parcel. So there's 3 of the 4 parcels we're talking about. The 4th parcel is where your home sits. Correct?
Lot 6A, correct.
All right. The other 3 are determined by this board and have been voted on. The 4th parcel is where your home sits. We established a value of $24,071. Now, I asked you, Mr. Hageman, if that was acceptable to you, and you said yes. That's when we voted on it, and we voted unanimously to do that.
Not on my home.
Well, I apologize. I'm talking about the very first parcel. I don't know that your home's on that. I apologize. Okay, then I've got that wrong.
Okay.
The very first parcel that we talked about that we established at $24,071.
Right, correct. That's 5A.
0.001. There it is. Wrong home on it because that's no longer there.
That was the first one we voted on.
We voted on it.
Okay, that's the 30 acres.
Okay.
30.88 acres.
Okay.
We voted on it. And all of us agreed. That's a fair value. You said you would accept that. So what we have left are 3 other parcels. Aside from that one. That are in appeals in front of us today. 2 were denied. And basically, your argument was you'd rather see it on agriculture rather than residential. And the third one is the one that has the mobile on it, correct, James?
Mm-hmm.
And that was lowered against the recommendation of the assessor down to 22 plus the 5,000 for the land. Each one of the parcels that are in front of us, we've taken a vote on. Now, we're backing up on that to hear a different argument about total number of acres.
Well, I'm only going by what he said.
Okay. One more time. The first one we agreed on.
I understand what you're saying, Mr. Allison.
Okay.
I understand exactly everything you said. I was just going by what Mr. Strahan had said. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. All right.
So...
Okay, I apologize. I don't mean to be argumentative. I'm just trying to move us along.
I'm just trying to understand how this is being assessed.
Okay.
So we're both shuffling back and forth. We're probably going to end up at the same, arrive at the same ending.
These young ladies are going to send you notification on parcel number 0.001 that the established the valuation is set at $24,071. They're going to send you notification on 0.002 and 0.003 that they were denied, and the valuation is at $5,000 each. I believe that's right. And they're going to send you notification on 0.0069 that the total valuation is $27,000. Is that right? Thank you. I'm just...
That's all right. That's all right.
What was the question about the... Was it 38 acres in ag?
And he had the rest in residential, and that's what I was trying to figure out.
All right.
I don't know.
Well,
how he had...
Jeff, I think I figured it up, yeah.
I think I've got it, too.
If you guys,
go ahead.
Well, we can discuss it, and you guys can move on to the next one. I've got it all written out. I can show you if you want, and let them.
Let's just move on here and see what happens.
Okay.
Well,
all right. We've done this, right? Is that it?
Wait a minute. Now we missed something here.
Okay.
You've got, where were we at on the 11.29 acres, lot 6A?
Did you go back up there?
We've lowered it to $24,071 total value.
No, we denied it.
What?
Okay, go to the map.
Okay. No, you're okay. If you've got it, take it on.
I think that's a good idea. You saw me mail like this. That was not
no,
over
you. Well, move your mouth. That, we did not, we set that value, okay? Go to the right. We set that value. Go
the
up.
One on that you just were on is the one that I missed.
Okay, click on that. Give me a report on that. That's 004. That's not on our list. That's the deal. Is that supposed to be on the list?
Is it in 004 is a parcel?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, did we see it the first time we came through?
Yes.
What day was that?
Well, go back and show me where we're talking. Okay, I apologize. That's not on our list here.
That's,
no problem.
Okay, we gotta find it. That was on.
That's right. We're
out. Okay.
Not here.
All right. That's the parcel in question.
All right. Let's. Can I get to that in this computer? No. You can get to it there for me? Is that where it is?
Yeah, if you click on the
map.
Beacon.
Just hit the report.
Well, I'm going to do it.
That's 11.29 acres.
Is that what we're looking at here?
Shows we've got a house, some deck, and a garage. Some ag land, residential land.
Yeah, but I'm not. Okay, is this it on the screen?
That's the whole thing.
You got me a little bit confused. Just a second. Was this on the first?
The first set of appeals, this was the fifth parcel.
Okay. But what you got add on for?
Well, because when he came in to did the appeal, we talked about five parcels. He had an application on four of them. But we discussed all five.
Okay.
So when she brought back up today, she put back the four. We never created that fifth application.
We never created
the fifth application.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that we keep everything fair.
So everything else is said except this one. We haven't talked about this one yet.
Mr. Hageman, when you look at this up here on the board, it talks about, first let me ask you, is there 11.29 acres there?
Yeah, but yes.
Okay. And you see what they have listed. Is there something else on there that's not listed, or is there something on there that shouldn't be on there?
Well,
but then we'll talk about valuation. But I mean,
everything that's on there is there. Yes.
Okay. Can you just? All right. Then, so are there? Okay.
James, on this parcel specifically.
Well, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, but follow that train of thought and I'll be done in just a second. On the land, it shows 3,500 residential, 2,202 agricultural. That's for the entire 11.29 acres.
James, how much land did you allocate out of this 11.29 to agriculture in acres? Can you?
Around 10.
You put about 10 acres of the 11.
1.29 acres for the 3,500 is under his trailer house, his garage, and his improvements.
So is 10 acres about right out of that parcel? 10 acres is ag. Okay. So not counting the value, just the breakdown. We got the breakdown of what the land is. All right. That was my first set of questions there.
Now, do you have dispute with the valuation that he's placed on the land value?
Not on the land value.
Okay.
Just on the
improvements.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Let's talk about those.
Okay. You've got that 1996 mobile home appraised at $38,000. That's more than I paid for it back in 1996, 15 years ago. I'll just run through these and we can back up. On that little tiny utility shed, you have $1,796 on a 12x20 shed. That's more than I paid for it. Now, I have proof of all of this. And that was back in 1994. On the garage, you have $26,590 on it. That is much more than what I paid for it back in 94, 15 years ago, or 16, I guess now, 17. Now, I can show you all the receipts. I have everything right here. It's way, way more than what I've got into that. Way more. And that was 17 years ago. And when I bought the Fuqua, the home that I live in.
Mr. Hageman, what would you say the valuation of the improvements are that sit on that piece of property?
Well, I can tell you what I put into it 17 years ago, and it's a lot less than what you have here.
I believe you. What would you say the valuation of the improvements are that you have on your property? If I'm not mistaken, that's what he looks at as assessor.
Well, Well, there again, the home is probably worth $10,000-$12,000. Garage, maybe the same. The shed, a couple hundred, $300-$400.
The garage is 3,200 square feet. Is that right? Is it a metal building?
It's a metal building. And I've got, electric? I've got, you can, even at nowadays prices, you can build it a lot cheaper than what it's assessed for. And I've got the proof of that right here, too. A whole lot cheaper.
Does it have electrical, concrete floor?
What I have into it, what I built it for back then, is $7,000 less than what you've got it appraised for now. And that was with everything in it.
So building prices in.
And that was 17 years ago. I'm sorry?
That was building prices in 1994. Is that right?
And right now,
before we go into 1994 values, I want the board to be aware that my house has been raised by the state 3 different occasions, and it is considerably more today than it was back whenever they first started appraising it, and it is considerably more than I put in my house. And that's just goes along with the appraisal world.
Can you tell me about the mobile home? Because I think it's double wide. What model?
2848 Fuqua.
Okay.
When I bought it brand new, it cost me $32,600.
Okay.
And that was 96.
We're still up. Stan keeps his mobile pretty nice, and we've got it up higher than because it's set up right. Not 92, I think, Jeff.
All right.
Where we had the other one on at 50 because that's actually a walk-in visual.
Right.
See deterioration of mobile homes, double wide.
I'm going to have to tell you the assessor's value on the improvements from what we've seen. I mean, it looks right on to me. And I understand what you're saying in 1994.
It's a 17-year-old house.
And
it didn't even cost, the base price on it was $29,200.
And you don't keep it up?
Well, regardless of whether I keep it up, it deteriorates. You get deterioration. And then back up, you can't sell a thing because nobody's going to finance it.
So what you're actually delivering the message to this board that you would cut that 1.29 residential land out of that property and sell those improvements for $70,000. Is that what you're telling this board?
If I understand you right, I guess that's it. Because it's just not that much, there's not that much, you think there's value there because I mow the lawn and I power wash the outside of my house once in a while to keep it clean.
Well, that's what.
And there's some flowers around it.
That's what they're doing, is setting the value on that house.
You mean I get ripped off for being incentive, huh?
No.
I should just let it run down and let the lawn grow up and I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You have to go by a base of what I paid for this thing, what it's actually worth now. If you put that home on a lot up in Springfield, you'd be lucky to get $10,000 or $12,000 for it.
If I, as the assessor, would went along with the state on appraisal, that would be appraised at about 30% more today. But I didn't allow those indexes to come in.
How can it be worth more when the values of these things crashed?
Okay. What do you have the garage on for?
26,596. That was actually agreed to by Mr. Hageman at one time, because that's the first stop I made as assessor was to his garage.
If I remember, I've been in here before and complained about that garage and showed you all of the receipts to build that garage, and it didn't cost that much.
They had had the garage on for a bunch of money, and I came in and reduced all metal buildings in the county, including his. We've got that garage on at $8.75 a square foot at 95% good.
When I built that in 1994, total labor and materials, 19.1.
Well, I think what we're trying to establish is fair market value today. Well, actually, it'd be January 1st, 2011.
In other words, what you're saying is, if I built it today, what would it cost? Is that what you're saying?
What would it appraise for?
What would it appraise for?
If it was built today.
Yes.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that. Are you talking about the garage?
Yeah, well, which one do you want, the house or the garage? Either one. It's all just right. Plain too much, way too much.
I'm talking about the garage, just all improvements together. I think you said before, what would you ask of it if you were just selling the improvements and the 1.29 acres?
And what James say, 70,000?
Yeah. Well, what would you ask for it?
If you had somebody come out there and appraise it, what are they going to appraise a 17-year-old double-wide mobile home at? Not very much. And you can call around to any of the mobile home dealers, and they'll all tell you the same: $9,000, $10,000, $11,000, $12,000. That's it. That's all they're gonna get for it. Now, as far as the building goes out there, at today's prices, erected on your lot. Now, bear in mind, the ones I have here are 20 feet shorter, but not. A 40 by 60, mine's a 40 by 80, is only $93.99 erected on your lot. Here's another one, 40 by 60, $11,300. Here's another one. Here's a 60 by 100, $24,000. You got me at $26,000. And we're still talking a 17-year-old building. It's way too high. These are put up on your lot. These are ready to go.
I'm for the sake of a lot of things, I think we're going to be at an impasse. I can't even. I've heard so many numbers over the last 30 days that I've heard as much as $12 a foot to build a warehouse from some other testimony we got a couple days ago. I'm going to move that we deny and let you have the opportunity to talk with the State Tax Commission, because they're going to be here for other appeals. So I'm going to move to deny the parcel number ending in 007.004.
Is that correct?
Yes. That's the one.
I second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny. I'm going to use the last six numbers of the property parcel number 007.004. Which would allow Mr. Hageman to go to the State Tax Commission. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay.
Motion carries. Is there another parcel? Oh, that was it. Okay. Is that his information there?
Hey, Stan.
Mr. Hageman?
You've got some envelopes up here. They're yours, I believe.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know the answer to that question.
This next, is this conference call from 30, 40 minutes ago? Okay, is that the number that's on the board? I'll make it right now.
And that is BOE that number.
I think this is one of the condos. 0211.
There it is. Hilton Promenade. Condo tell, so it's all commercial.
This is penthouse.
This is 403 base area.
Did we set price valuations per foot on this one at 232?
Not on penthouse.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, Mr. Houseman. How are you?
I am good, and I apologize. We're running a bit late. We've had a long...
That's okay. I understand some people like to talk a little bit longer.
Well,
Can you hold on a second? I want to get my husband here and put you on speakerphone.
Yes, thank you.
That's okay. Thank you.
Can I ask this question? Is the value that I see in front of me on the computer the value that they received in their increase notice?
The 123,744 that I show.
Okay, this is Russell, my husband, Mr. Houseman.
I can just barely hear you now.
Okay, this is my husband, Russell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Do you pronounce your last name Gaidzik?
Gaidzik,
okay. I have you on speakerphone, sir, and the Board of Equalization is here. We have the assessor as part of the board.
That's correct.
And we are ready to hear what you have to say about this parcel of property.
That value is correct.
Well, my wife and I are looking at, and I believe my wife has already given you a copy of this, the listing for properties that have sold here, and as I understand, you're looking for recent valuation. On the list my wife provided to you, we have highlighted those properties that have sold since December of 2010. Those valuations for there appears to be seven units that have actually sold that are units that are similar to ours that have an approximate square footage of 350 square feet. Those valuations average out to approximately $85,400, which appears to be roughly what a typical willing and able buyer is willing to pay for a unit such as ours. Even though the apparent fair market value of the unit is approximately $85,400, our property is valued by Taney County at approximately $123,000. And we don't understand where the county is getting that valuation from, as the market does not bear out that valuation.
Okay. We have all the comparables that you have. Yes, Jeff, you started to say something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
We have all the comparables that you have provided. We have those on a computer screen in front of us. We also have a number of comparables that aren't included in those that have been provided to us by the assessor. So we have gone through those as best we can to find a value to place upon the different properties in this particular complex.
And James, do you want to address this issue, and then we'll go from there?
Yes, I make a recommendation to this board that we set the value at $85,000 based on information I have here.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
There is a motion and a second, sir, on the floor in the board, even while we're on the phone, to establish the value of this piece of property, which is BOE number 0211, at $85,000 per assessor's recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Sir, in the next few days, you're going to receive notification from this board that that was lowered to $85,000.
I very much appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, I set you up for something totally different there, James. Okay. Next, is it a phone call also? It says J&J Vickery. Yeah.
Did I miss it?
I put you down. We poked you.
Wait just a second. I'm going to see what we've got here.
He gets in here another three or four times, didn't he?
Didn't we have some of these here the other day, James, from Vickery Resort?
Yes, and they paid $239. We've got them on for $207, and their argument is they're just not selling.
We got them on for, this says 201.
201.
Yeah, 201. I'm sorry.
All righty, I'm going to place that call. And do you have the phone number again, ladies?
I don't. 314-355-8256.
8256.
And we need to know what we did on those others, because you did some.
Hold it. Let me... In the number, I did. I
know your account.
I thought we made a decision the other day.
You did on Vickery.
Can we find Vickery?
Because you need to be. We need consistent. To be consistent. Main issue.
Have one sale on there for two.
Dare I remind each of you tonight is the premiere of Aliens Cowboy.
Is it really?
And may I tell you that. One night late this week, I told my grandson, took him to see Papa Penguin.
Yeah?
And unless you've got, that's for a really juvenile movie, you'll
so we had a 220 in July of 2010.
My grandson.
Didn't we? According to this.
Yeah, that's the only sale we've got.
Yeah.
But we did something with the property or two.
When was it, James?
It's
July of 2010, yeah. July 24th of 2010, which is getting pretty close to the appraisal date.
Phil, is there a way to search and see when we had that?
It was originally on the 12th.
The 12th, you're good.
What was the name of the property?
J&J Vickery.
You know what? They are good. And I'm going to make a recommendation.
Oh gosh, you really hate them, don't you? What's the what kind of a parcel number are we looking at?
I don't find it in the.
We did Vickery because we had a discussion.
But it wouldn't have been their name. It would have been Vickery Resort, right?
Right.
What's?
That's I don't see them. Yeah, but we had one the other day. That was in the same complex.
Yeah.
I say the other day, it could have been 2 weeks ago for all I know. But I remember the Vickery.
I got the Vickery. Oh, Victory.
You had the Vickery?
Yeah, because I'd pass the sales out because Jeff has
that's
that sale.
That's not Vickery and Jesus, is it?
It's Vickery and Jesus.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to use the sales on the last one, but I thought you were already
how do you spell Vickery?
Oh, Vickery was a 45-55 split. Value wasn't it. Is what Kenny's saying.
And this is all commercial. Thank you, Kenny.
They marked all of them on
there. Well,
originally it was on 7th, right?
12.
So this person's coming in arguing value where the others came in arguing.
Value, classification, other reasons. We did not make any money.
Classification also is on there?
The trifecta.
Yeah.
I don't think we're wrong on the value. I don't think there's any money to prove we're wrong on the value.
Dang it.
91314.
What?
314 is not Kansas City.
You said one. Yeah.
I said 91314.
Lynn, I think it's going to show up not as Vickery. It's just going to be somebody's name.
Today, do we have a phone number? Oh, here.
Janet Smith, I think so. That's going to show up.
91314355825256. He wrote it down. See?
Yes, on there? Just under phone.
Please enter your account code.
What's that code number, Jim?
Whatever you want it to be.
Look at the bottom one on page 5 of 7.
Hey, who am I talking with, Jim?
You're going to talk to Jeanette Smith, or Miss Smith, or Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I'm thinking calm you down.
Calm me down? You going to say something bad to me? I have page 5.
Hello, no one is available to take your call.
Oh, he's looking good.
Leave a message after the tone.
This is Ron Houseman, the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was calling to talk to you about appeal of property that you made to this board, which is at J.J. Vickery. If you get a chance, please call us back at area code 417-546-7202. Thank you. So, Upshaw, Michael, and Janet.
That was Deep Shaw.
It's Ship Shaw.
Piece of land out there on
the
amusement park.
Is that 7657?
Yes, it is. When I called him yesterday, I had to call the cell phone number.
Whoop, you want me to do that again?
Oh. You know what? That's different.
Please enter your account code.
What did you start to say? River Point? Estate condos? Did we already do that?
And that's yeah. These condos that we've been in three or four times.
What do we do with that?
What line is this on?
We're sorry, you have reached.
Number that's been disconnected. It's at 315.
They bought it from Fannie Mae, Jeff.
Hmm?
They bought it from Fannie Mae.
Yeah, but my question was, did we set a value down there for the different condos, James?
We denied a bunch of them and set some. We did both.
It looks like they're lower than anybody else in there already.
Well, I went last night. I bought me some shirts.
All right, let's try the cell phone, ladies.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Can't breathe, but they'll do that.
Please enter your account code.
Come on. Nine one nine one eight two three oh. Please enter your account code.
Please enter your account code.
Where is this one located? Is it in the group that we reset or the ones we did in?
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had an appointment to talk about an appeal you made to this board regarding a parcel of property at River Point Estates Condos.
If you have an opportunity and would like to chat about that, please give us a call back today at 417-546-7202. This is the last day for comment. Thank you. Next.
All right, I've left the message. Where'd Jim go? He's supposed to be here.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes. I wanted to wait until the perfect time. Mr. Hageman, on those two properties that you denied, did you guys make assessment changes when you went out? Because the book may be different. And if you deny them, then I can't change the book to what your corrections are. It's no problem.
The value that we placed on them is $5,000 each.
And that's different than what the book has.
What did the book have?
$950.
The book had $950.
That's assessed
value? That's
assessed. That would be the
$5,000
appraised.
Ain't it?
That was $950 at 19%.
Divided by 19. That's $5,000.
I called this lady yesterday. She said they didn't change. She was working with your department.
Which lady?
It's Jackie Dean for the next one.
Next one says Hershend on my paper.
Yeah. Jackie Dean with Property Tax Services.
She's been their agent for many years, okay. And I didn't know what she's working with us. Maybe on personal property is what I'm thinking.
Maybe. It is business personal property, but she sent it to the Taney County Board of Equalization, and she asked for them to review.
Well, let's just take a look at it, shall we?
Yeah, I don't know what Jackie wants on it. She makes a trip up here.
What time was that scheduled for?
2:15.
What? Mine says
10:30.
I don't have a 2:15.
Is that on the closed down operation?
It would be, I think.
Where do I find that on the computer?
It's not going to be on the computer because there's no parcel numbers that can be entered into the DOE program. This is all we have is this documentation up on the screen. It's on business personal property accounts, so we can't put it into the program.
It says that they were going to work with you at the informally. They didn't want to miss their deadline for appeal to the board. I guess that's in case it didn't get worked out. I would assume.
Still on personal property, we can rent it on a year rent.
Did you read what she has there?
Yeah, I've got it
here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess I should go ask Glenda if she's been in contact.
Facebook.
And business person again.
Do you do Facebook?
I don't.
No, Heidi does. Well, apparently there was something posted by one of our board members last night.
It's fine.
What is this again?
It said
an awful lot of errors. Recess was awful.
Are you recess?
Oh, we tried to call your buddy.
Which one was that?
Politics.
Which one would that be? I have a lot.
We just bought up the road that goes back to that piece of property that Rudy tried to buy.
Yeah.
They turned me down. $100,000 was too much.
Oh, they did?
50 okay with you?
We're still on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're not recessed?
Is 50 okay with you?
I'll give you 50.
We are waiting. The assessor is talking about that parcel that's on the
Jackie
board.
Jackie Dean has all been resolved yesterday. Has been with Glenda, our business personal. Everything's cool.
Okay, so I've got this down for 10:30. The only thing that I can write in here is this has been resolved in the assessor's office, and you all are going to...
You
don't have anything in your records anyway, right?
No, we don't.
Okay. because it is business personal. I'd say we're 1 minute late for this next call.
I've been cracking my son.
Pickerick? Pickerick? No. I thought we had all those.
Whoa. Who is it? He says it's worth $163,000.
What's it on the books for?
$173,704.
Oh, there's a house on it.
It's a tower. It's a condo.
We've not had one of those out there yet.
I don't think we have, have we?
$163,000 purchase for $163,000.
We've had a tower at Emerald Point, and I think we're right on the money.
We've had condos out there.
You can argue.
Arms length. Purchase price $160,000. I mean, purchase it for $167,500
at arm's length. $3,500 is what he's arguing, or
$163,000 versus $170,000.
He's arguing $10,000. $10,000.
I hear it crying.
Fair market value $163,000. It's off to $170,000.
Did you go?
Oh, I've looked at
this purchase price. Price.
Yeah.
I saw them on the side of the road. I went back to the dump truck to see all that damage.
What was that?
The dump truck damage.
They're taking down trees. I'll guarantee it's 38 to 40 inches through. Yeah, you've seen
it. I saw one tree in the ditch line.
Down here?
On 76 the other way.
76, back to Branch.
I went last night north. Anybody travel north to the traffic problem?
Uh-huh.
Did you see the burn in front of
the bank?
Community bank? That was power lines, Becky told me last night.
They did that?
The power lines, when they failed, fried the ground.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be in that.
Yeah. I noticed how black, I mean, it was. All right, are we ready to go?
Are we ready for Emerald Point? Let's wait for the assessor to come back.
You know, this one, when I called yesterday, I just left a message.
Oh, for this time?
So, but if they bought it truly at 167, oh, that was in 2002.
So they still may be coming at 230.
Not if they're in Shawneekan. Sure.
They would have left by now.
Well,
3.5 hours now.
$10,000 difference from what they want.
Uh-oh, we got a thing from Rowden.
Yeah.
Please enter your account code.
Whenever we do get a break, I do want to bring up Emerald Point lots again.
I want you to.
I want to raise them.
I want to lower them more.
Okay, let's find a happy medium, leave them where they're at. Who am I calling? Carrie?
Hi, you've reached Kent and Cindy. We're not able to come to the phone right now. Please leave us a message with your phone number and we'll return the call. Thanks.
Hi, this is Ron House with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had at least attempted to schedule a conversation with you regarding a parcel of property that you have appealed the valuation of. Today is the last day. If you, in fact, can get a hold of us, please call us at area code 417-546-7202. Thank you.
Can we do a couple of quick ones here,
sir,
that you sent us back out
sure.
on?
Hold on just a second.
And Dan, what were you going to do?
We're 9 minutes ahead of the next appointment. We're ready. Oh,
I was just going to say, if I understood you right, you left a message yesterday, didn't get in touch with them yesterday. So if they don't call back, then we'll deny and let them go on the state tax commission. They use that same process.
Sounds.
The only thing I worry about is that they're coming from Kansas. Didn't they say that?
They were originally scheduled at 2:30 today.
To be here?
To be here, though. Right.
Yeah, to be here at 2:30.
So if they left...
Well, if they're going to be here,
give
we'll hear them.
Phone numbers on that application.
We're going to be here.
Mr. Tweehouse. Frank Tweehouse. He requested a 45-55 split on his condo, and he's on his all residential, and you guys approved it. Do you want us to give him the 45-55? He's the one requested it.
I think that would be disadvantageous to Mr. Tweehouse.
Sure would, but maybe he wants to be honest with it.
Do you think that was intent when he made the request, James?
He wrote it on his form.
Did he write it on the form, or did...
They wrote it.
He wrote it on his own form. They don't mess with their forms.
Oh.
No.
I thought the standard form that he... You know, everybody has to sign on 45-55.
Well, I thought... I thought you guys wrote on some of them, though.
At the very bottom.
That 45-55, one of you had told me that you had filled those in up on... Oh, believe me, it's the same handwriting on 80% of the ones we got. Beg your pardon, I misunderstood.
And this guy here did not have the 45-55 split requested on his application, but you voted to give it to him.
What's his parcel number on Tweehouse?
What day was that, James?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it was day before, wasn't it?
Sure, day before.
His BOE number is 60501.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 18. Okay, give me the last 6 digits.
022-00.
And we're just looking for guidance on this. We don't.
Tweehouse, he wants a split.
He's got it wrote right on
that's
there.
That's what he wants. I have a list that was sent to me by somebody that says that's what they want.
But see,
values NA.
That's that same handwriting. Somebody went through and
it's in their association. Whoever's in their association fills those out. Jeff.
And they can't do it unless they get a the association can't send it unless they get a request.
But he's on residential
right. This is what happens over there. This application is filled out by one individual at Thousand Hills. They send it to the individual. The individual signs it, sends it back. This is a Thousand Hills employee who filled out that application.
Yeah. Same one did all of it.
I have a list that is supposed to be a 45-55 split.
Frank, do we have?
I mean, I'm not. I think it's fine.
Ron,
I'm sorry.
I have a list confirming that that's a 45-55 split.
It's in Tweehouse Laker.
I'm lost here. I'm sorry.
It's on for residential.
Right.
He's asking for a split, and that's what.
And that's what you guys did.
That's what they want. So we just leave it alone.
Okay, okay, but the other guy did not have.
What's his name?
Lucille Quinn.
What's the last 6 digits of the parcel?
001.012. Did not have the request on their application. It's out of the Grand Legacy.
012?
Yes.
I don't have that parcel, so I can't.
At the same time, or they'll come
it's 18-1.0.01.
-003-002-001.012.
Okay.
Well, he wrote down the parcel number wrong.
They're not on this list.
And it's in the same fairways at Thousand Hills. Okay, Mr. Tweehouse has two properties. One's on at 100% commercial and one on at 100% residential.
What's the parcel number? Last six digits?
022.006.
That's supposed to be a split also.
That's split. And 022.002 is all residential. But you say it's supposed to be a split.
It's supposed to be a split also.
Split it.
What about... Did you say he doesn't live there?
What I'm saying is this. I got an email from Ruta last night saying, if you have questions, here's what's supposed to be split. And he sent me a list of all the parcels, so if we had a question, I can go to this list and look. Those two parcels are on this list as a split.
He lives on Twee House Drive and Lake Road in Jefferson City, Missouri. He don't live here.
All right.
Zero zero 001.012, you don't have on there?
I don't have that on this list.
Okay, did not have the 40. So
I don't know. I don't have any. I don't have that on this list. So.
Okay.
Leave it alone. So leave this one alone.
Yep.
Split these two.
Yep. Have we still got 3 minutes?
I don't know. Please, I think time's up. We need to call somebody.
Turtle Creek. The guys got in their trucks early this morning and drove to Turtle Creek, and we were correct, but I wanted to make sure. They drove out there and everything's fine. So on parcel...
Okay, hold on. Parcel, this is from yesterday?
Yes, whenever I started questioning Turtle Creek. And they're coming up here later, but I want to get them out of the way. I may not be here later.
Awesome. Girls are making comments now.
I like the gallery section now.
Awesome.
08-4.0-19. This is the second.
003-007.
Ends in 901.
Yep.
BOE number 898. Value should be 159,511.
Is someone writing that down?
Residential land.
Do you want to make that... number again, James. Give me that valuation again.
159,511 from yesterday.
From yesterday.
Confirmed. We confirmed.
We put it also on 115 today.
Okay.
That's BOE 0898. You said it's 009001 is the parcel number.
Right.
159,511 is what you're saying it should be.
Yes.
Okay.
What's the
and then the 1302, which is 897.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The value should be $10,419,713, residential, $168,895, commercial.
Okay.
And that's what the numbers were yesterday, but we wanted to make sure before we...
All right, that's on property 13.002, $10,419,713. And 168,895 commercial. On that one right below it, 009.001, that was 159,511?
That's what I have.
Was that residential or commercial?
What is that, your residential land? Residential land.
Which one?
The
9-1.
Residential land, the appraised would be 159,511.
Yes. Perfect.
Residential.
Do we need motions to that effect, or are we okay?
No, you didn't finish it yesterday.
Motion to set valuations on BOE 0897 at $10,419,713 residential and $168,895 commercial.
Is there a second?
Second.
Per assessor recommendations.
Now I second.
There is a motion to establish the valuation of BOE number 0897 at $10,419,713 residential, $168,895 commercial, per assessor's recommendation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Motion to set value on BOE appeal number 0898 to $159,511 residential.
Is that per assessor's
recommendation? Per assessor's recommendation.
Second.
It's a semicolon versus a comma. I apologize.
There was a motion to establish BOE appeal number 0898 at 159,511 residential per assessor's recommendation. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm looking at the 11 o'clock right above that, 0251. Let's see if I can find that here.
It's the Radisson.
Help me out with this. We didn't do Vickery, did we? We never got a hold of them, did we? Okay, so we left that. We've just finished this one, correct?
Where do I find that on the Hershuter, ladies?
On 29?
Yes.
Under Radisson?
Metropolitan Bank?
Wildwood Drive Holdings, LLC.
It's okay, it would be set at 3 o'clock. Then, if that's the one I'm looking at, 0.007, that's it. 0.001, is that a phone call? Or that says phone conference.
Here, this is the. We have two appraisals. Have you seen those, James?
I've seen those, and those are both as being back at the bank, and then they rebuild the values of the motel after the end of a period of 3 years to $11 million. And I don't believe in those kind of appraisals.
Is that 3 years from now?
Yes, sir.
And what are the appraisals set at now? And
one of them at
6.6.
Okay. 9.2 is what fair market value he's declared. We're on at $13 million. This has been in front of the BOEs in the past every time.
Page 119 on Radisson Appraisal, final part one, is the cost approach.
And what does it say, Jim? I don't have my copy.
I'm looking here.
Page 119?
Page 119 on part one is the says cost approach. I'm looking to find it here. That's what the table of contents says. So that's what I was looking here.
Or a reconstructed income stream or something is how they're trying to value it.
But they went right past the cost.
Their cost approach is up around 12 or 13.
No, if you go to page 128 and 129.
Okay.
Am I reading that right?
Cash flow, present value.
Am I looking at this final value conclusion of $11,800,000?
That's for 2000.
That's after it's reconstructed in 2014, isn't it?
2013.
Okay, so that's 2 years
projected
from
in
now.
The future. I got you. Reconciliation and final value opinion, all right?
So they're going to build this thing that's in the hole right now from yeah. $6
million. $15,006 per room is what they're estimating.
For the future.
What are they saying it is now, then? 432 rooms. What do you got, James, with the price of that?
$13
million.
$13,057,350.
James, if they have been here each year, did they go on to
no,
state tax commission?
They did not. Never have.
They never have.
But this has went back to a bank, is what I'm understanding.
It's correct.
And they're holding for a new owner, and for some reason going back to the bank. I'm sure it's back to what was owed against it, and now they're, say, reconstructing over, well, the half of 11 and 12 is going to make the value worth over $11 million again. So I'm not seeing that.
And then they want to do this conference call?
Or they're yeah.
Did you ever see a cost approach, anybody?
This motel was on for $13 million whenever I came in, and I've kept it around that. But it sold for $21 million at one time.
I don't know where it
is. $11 million, as is what they're saying your appraisal show.
Well, I think.
Yeah, as is on the cost, it is $11 million. They're wanting to take the value of taking it back to the bank, Jim, and holding it there till they come up with the buyer. I read through the appraisal when I first got it.
So the sales comparison approach is anywhere from 10 to 11 million?
Correct.
Right, and they're wanting to take it back to 6.6.
Well, I can see it. You got it for 13. I mean, I can see in what they're saying, but not 6.
That's what they're asking for. On the reconstructed financial stream, income stream there, it takes it back to 6.7.
Income capitalization is 7.4, is what they're saying. They're saying it's going to get to 11.8 eventually.
Over the next 18 months of recession.
And what do we have it on for? 13? Well, how did we get it? That seems a little high. Per room.
It's held. Oh, no. This per room thing you guys deal with on these low-grade motels does not phase your top-quality motels. We got some for $32,000 a room.
Where they do the income approach, the higher your capitalization rate percentage, the lower.
Right.
Well, I mean,
the cap rate on that motel ought to be about 11.5.
They say 11.
Huh?
They say 11.
Yeah. That's where it ought to be. They have numerous, as you know well as I do, they have numerous conferences there at that motel, and I don't know whether they're getting all their cash flow or they're getting their room rents in. Deferred maintenance is $3.5 million? What in the world would you have $3.5 million deferred maintenance on over 7,000?
They haven't priced anybody in a hotel. They're going to upgrade the hotel. That's what I'm assuming that.
Well, that's not deferred maintenance. Deferred maintenance has nothing to do with upgrading your motel. Deferred maintenance is, that should be coming out of your, I've lost.
Have we lowered the hotel at all from last year? Value?
Never lowered it.
Wouldn't you think there's a little bit of cost approach that it should come down a little bit because of?
Probably should.
A little bit.
But we've never had any disagreement when we get into the BOE. Yeah. This has been in the BOE for, I know, 4 times.
Right. Well, I'm gonna tell you, it's worth a whole lot more than 7.4. It's a whole lot more than what they're asking.
Well, they say fair market 6.692.
Yeah, and I completely disagree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, cost approach, even their own appraisal says 11 something.
Now, we dropped this motel considerably 1 year, Jim, because we put it down to 88% good on our end. So we've dropped it. It was on at 97.
It's been discussed for years. I mean, every time we have a BOE, it's in there. I don't know whether we've made, like you said, we may have made one adjustment, but I don't remember making any, and they've never appealed to the state tax board.
My recommendation to you guys will be to put it on at their own cost approach using their own numbers.
It'll
11 million something.
11.4, I think.
Right.
So you would go with 11.4 because that's their cost approach.
And their basic income approach confirms that under a reconstructed cost. Reconstructed.
I mean, I'm comfortable with that 11, I think it's 11.4. Okay, yeah, 11.
And they can go on to the state if they want to with that.
11.3 sales comparison approach. Indicative value high end.
What number do they have, by the way, for us to call?
I would agree with that.
I show an owner's number and I see an agent's number.
That's
441-8800. Yes. Are you all ready for me to make this call?
Just one more thing before we do. The appraisal says 11.3, James.
But that's fine.
Yeah, it says that 3 years from now. Is that right?
No, they're
as is.
As is.
As is.
As is.
on page 6, it says, as is, high-end value is 11.3, low-end is 9.9.
And then I would reference their reconstructed income supporting that 11.3.
Yeah. 11.3 seems, that's what they're saying themselves.
Please enter your account code.
I'm going to call the owner and short circuit the agent.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin, this is Ron Houseman, the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. We have a parcel of property, the Radisson, that you have made appeal to. This board, you have sent a lot of information, which we have been mulling over the last several minutes.
Okay.
And so we're all familiar with it. We have it on the board. We have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is here, which includes the assessor.
Okay.
And would you like to address this parcel?
Sure. I mean, I can talk a little bit about it. You have the appraisal, you've seen that. I believe the current assessment is $13,057,350, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Based upon the appraisal, the taxpayer would like to reduce it to $6,692, which is the $7,004 minus the $708 that they ascribed to personal property for 2011.
Make that comment again about the personal property.
If you look on the page, it shows the.
Can we have personal property separate?
Sure.
The cover letter.
Well, we see page 6.
Yeah. Well, actually, page 1 of the letter, I guess, where it says $7,004,000 or $15,678 a room, and that says the contributory value of the FF&E. Is estimated to be $708,000. Typically subtract that to get to the real estate value.
Okay.
And that's the 6692000.
James?
I was going to recommend to this board that they put this on at your reconstructed cost approach and substantiated with your development of your income stream reconciliation over the next 18 months to the $11 million. Dollar figure that you provided us in this appraisal.
That was 11-1.
That $11 million even?
$11,300,000 is that?
$11,300,000.
Yeah, $11,300,000. I think is what we're seeing on from a cost approach, sales comparison approach.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything in writing yet, but there are being offers made at the same value of this appraisal, which is the $7,004 range. And that would include personal property. They don't have anything consummated yet, so it's not going to sell anywhere near that. But we appreciate any consideration you can get. But just to keep in mind, this appraisal wasn't done for feed the board or anything like that. It's for their own purposes. This is real money to them. This is the bad news for them that it's only worth $7,004,000. That's in fact why they have it. And so $11 million is a big difference.
Kevin, let me inform you that when the board does take a vote, we're going to send you that confirmation within 5 days and also the information on how to appeal this decision to the Missouri State Tax Commission should you choose to do so.
Yes, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Is there more discussion? Let's see if we can put a motion in front of the board and then discuss it.
Motion to set value on BOE appeal number 0251 at $11,300,000.
Second.
There's a motion and a second.
For assessor.
There is a motion and a second to establish the value of BOE appeal number 0251 to $11,300,000 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion. And Kevin, I need to let you know that we've actually spent a lot of time this morning going through everything that you have sent us.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We're going to get that out to you, sir, within the next 5 days is what we're shooting for, at least.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And you'll send it to, you know what? Can I double check? Because they sent the, I don't know what it's called, but it was a letter about today's hearing.
Yeah.
Kind of confirming things. They sent that to my client. Can I make sure that's sent to me?
How about 1430 Triad Center Drive, Suite D?
St. Peter's, that's correct.
In St. Peter's, Missouri, that's where the girls will send this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. And you do have that, correct, ladies?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'd already dropped that to $11,385,484 for this year.
There you go.
So we dropped it that much more? When did we do that?
We had done that between book close and during reassessment. Most of our values we've messed with on the BOE of 2011, we had already decreased, I'd say, 60 to 70% of your people that came in were wasn't sent increase notices. They were just arguing value to the economic times.
What next?
Did we? We're going
to
try again, correct? Did we let them know that we're going to be calling them again, or I can't?
No.
Where do I find on? I'll find them. Do we have them back again in the computer for today?
Well,
I'm just going to jump over.
Is that them? That's right. That's Blair. Is that the same one?
Christy, is your change of tone because of the stapler or because of something?
More.
I thought it might have been something this commission had done or something.
I'm sure we could get there at least once.
What do we have this on for?
Hello?
Yes, this is Mr. Blair?
Yes, hang on. Excuse me, yes.
That's all right. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. And we have a parcel that you have sent to us that you're appealing the valuation of?
Yes.
Do you have a moment to talk about that?
Sure.
Are you ready to do that at this time?
To talk to you about it?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm trying to get back in here to pull up yesterday's.
It's right there, Ron.
Oh, it's on the board. Okay. We have this established at a valuation of $83,542. And we'd like to have your thoughts on that.
Well, on the evaluation of the house right now, you guys wanted to raise it up with the taxes on it. Is that, am I correct? On the property tax? Because the evaluation was, isn't that where it's at, 83, something like that?
What is it sitting at, Christy? I've lost that. Okay. It's at 83,542. Ladies, what was it the year before?
I think you guys raised it last year, too.
Where is this one, James?
This is up in, we set a value on a house yesterday up there based on Mr. Easley's recommendation.
What is it today?
This was the one we were discussing.
It's 83,000.
This is the one we were discussing. Okay, I'm sorry.
James, what has happened from last year, and that's why he's called, the assessed value is 13,980 and it's gone to 15,870. Mm-hmm. And what would that be appraised, ladies, on the 13,980? Can you help me with that?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
73,570.
Went up about $10,000.
This is one of the homes of the 09 deal where we tried to correct it in 09 and the our value of the landing got cut in half. And we were just fixing the value for 2011. What the recommendation from the board was some of these increases of up to 30% should be cut in half and distributed over a two-year cycle at 15%, not no more than that.
That's the assessor that's talking, sir, and what he's chatting with us about is that 2 years ago the Board of Equalization made a decision to lower properties across the board, and this property got caught up in that. So it's the assessor's belief that this property was valued for the last 2 years at less than what it should be on the books for, which is what the increase is. So he's trying to establish the fair market value of this property at $83,542. Your comment, if I'm not mistaken, would you put that back up, ladies, is that the fair market value of this is at 77? No, you purchased it at 77.
Right.
You didn't ask or make a comment about fair market value.
No, what we made a comment about is that, for one thing, I'm unemployed, having a real tough time of it. Second thing is all the homes in my neighborhood are foreclosed. There's one that's right across, just right on the corner here that's on the Fannie Mae. It's foreclosed. There was one that was bought for $54,000 that was bigger than my house, right exactly straight in front of my house down at the end of the block. There's one that's on down the street on the left-hand side, the very first one. It's foreclosed on. There's properties in this neighborhood. The house across the street was bought by a realtor directly across the street not more than a couple of years ago. Foreclosed on. The whole neighborhood's been foreclosed on. And the values, I just can't figure out the value of the property can go up when people are struggling to keep properties. Jobs are tough. And, you know, this kind of thing going on, and then the foreclosure rate. And then they used to say the values are worth more, but if they aren't worth more right now, the market's down. It's definitely down. And there's a lot of foreclosures. And they have to be on my street around here and in my neighborhood, you know. So that's why, and, you know, the other reason was
small.
The most biggest reason is I'm not working. Struggling very bad, and I don't want to lose my home. If by raising this, it's going to raise my house payment. It just doesn't seem like a good time to even do anything like this with people in this right now with this economy and the way things are going. I mean, you know, it just doesn't sound like a smart thing to do, especially on people that are struggling. You know, my house is a low-income neighborhood.
Mr. Blair, hold on just a minute.
I'm going to move that we set the value at the last year's value, which would be $73,500, I believe. James,
$73,579.
I don't have it here.
$73,579. Assessed at 13,980. Okay.
Is there a second to that motion? I'll second the motion. Now, discussion.
What's your boys' figures per square foot on it?
About 70 or so. It was 73,500 divided by 11 or 7.
73,579.
That's 66.
Gentlemen, discussion?
I think if we look on the map, I think he's got the lowest.
We're going to have to look at that and check what the size of the properties are, too. I know you can click on it and get valuation, but until you do the report.
Click on the one directly across from him.
Right here?
Across the street.
Across Rock Column.
That.
Jim. I will support your motion strictly because of some functional obsolescence.
There you go.
I was there, but for no other reason.
Fair enough.
Click on the report there, would you?
You what? You were there?
Same.
That didn't come out.
Yes.
So you know there's a functional obsolescence.
Yes. If there is no, the garage has been cut in half, and the back half is a music studio, and the front 4 or 5 feet is a used as storage area. So the two-car garage is not the use of the garage.
So would that be in a ghost living area then?
I'm just... That's the only way I can define it.
I think the neighborhood conditions are such that it can justify last year's rating.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sir, they're lowering the value of this house to what it was last year.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know,
what's that number?
Things get better, you know. Okay, that's helping for me right now. It's just real tough for me. I appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you, sir. You have a better day.
Okay, thank you.
Did you know this guy?
That was property number 1040. It's 002000, James.
Yeah.
Winston Blair.
Weatherized this house. So that I'm ready. Heard I know him if you walked in, I would okay. He's raising his brother-in-law, or he's raising a son whose whole family was wiped out in a car wreck. He's raising his boy. I mean, they've got some challenges, right? But I have been in that home.
Yeah. All right.
Page 7 of 7 on your program, your hymnal.
And we did tell him when we tried to call him on.
Is that 239?
36.
239. This was yesterday? Ooh.
Anytime Fitness, this is Sandra.
Oh, yeah. Sandra, this is Ron Houseman with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Uh-huh.
We had placed a call yesterday to talk to Mr. McDowell and missed him. Is he there?
No. Have I
got the wrong number?
He's out of state for a week.
Okay.
Should I try his cell again?
Okay. Ron Houseman.
Yeah.
Taney, I have you written down, and you said you were going to try to call his cell phone.
We did, and I've called you back. I should have called the cell phone back again, and I'll do that now.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, that was his.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's all. If he doesn't answer this time, guys, I'll remove it to deny this request.
Well,
if and it may have enough support to get a vote.
Please enter your account code.
He has the property that we at one time thought was...
Right, he's looked at it. It's. I think James said it's spot on.
I believe it's totally...
Because you've got some rooms divided in there, and just glass in the front, and just a standalone building. We had a lot of questions. And you double checked everything.
Showers and all that stuff for the fitness people.
It does have a lot of windows up front. And stuff.
A lot inside. I think it's spot on.
What's the BOE number on that one?
Her call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system 57369200969. It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Mr. McDowell, this is Ron Houseman again with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We brought your parcel of property up again. We need to chat with you in order to make a decision about this. Today's the last day for BOE. Please call us at 417-546-7202. Thank you. Now, This is at Cedar Point Square? Might have got it wrong? Yes.
It's over off
Anytime the Fitness, Mid-America Mixed Martial Arts.
Behind the Splash Car Wash, next to the lock, all that, yeah.
Okay. We've got him on at $418,000.
Ron, I was going to make a motion to deny it just because, but you left his voicemail.
Well, let's
reconsider it if he calls.
You can always do that.
Will you guys be open to that, Chairman?
Yes, sir, I would.
Motion to deny, BOE appeal number.
Can I deny all of these at the same time that you left a message for?
No.
Just this one. Ending in 899. 70899. I'm in a motion to deny.
Me too. Second.
Thank you for that second.
There has been an e-motion to deny and a second. BOE number is 70899. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Did you vote?
I voted.
Okay. I didn't think
Nathan. I voted. Don't get over here on me. You guys can stay down there and fight with the.
Easy now.
I'm not going to get involved.
What's next?
Emotion for Reggie.
Do we fit?
John and Jay Epic.
Do we do Miguel?
They're not available till 12:30.
That was one I just called.
She's going to be here.
That was the fitness center.
Time for the lunch break.
Yep.
No, wait. Evans is at 12:30?
Yes. Remember, she's the cancer patient.
She's the one that has to take the call at 12:30 due to health.
Actually, she's going to come here at 12:30.
She's going to be here. Let's stand in recess until 12:30.
Yep.
She's coming here at 12:30?
Yeah. Yes.
You need to go. Do you have to go somewhere?